Ah,
think you're gonna be number one.
Also, whenever. Oh, how y'all doing? This is kind of weird. I'm not, but no, I just want to address everybody. I'm doing fine. I'm happy to be back, moving around, just being a part of the team, just being in the meetings. I'm feeling healthy right now, and last year was last year, and I'm just trying to look forward. And this is a new start, starting with today. And like I said, I'm happy to be back.
Hey, Derek, your coach said that criticism that you received last year, whether it was from the media or fans that wanted you back, was unwarranted. Do you agree?
I mean, you got to look at both sides. As a fan, and they were fans of how I play, of course I would want my favorite player to be back out there. At the same time, the way that I look at it, I had to, like I said, be selfish with the idea of the thought of me going out there and injuring myself again. That's something I want to put myself in that position, and I just tried to stay far away from it and just think everything through and stay positive.
Derek, do you have any regrets how things were handled either by you, by your team, or the Bulls, and how the communication was between you and the media?
Oh, no, not at all. Everything happened for a reason, and I'm just happy that I'm past it. You hear a lot of criticism, you hear stuff, my friends bring stuff to me, but there's nothing you could do about it. Everybody they're free to voice their own opinion. So I can't stop people from saying stuff. All I could do is just continue to work hard and just try to compete as a player and just try to better myself as a player.
Derek, Tip said you don't want any restrictions. And was that is that kind of how you are right now? And was that kind of maybe last year, too, you didn't want to play with, like, if you had to play, you would have to play with restrictions because you weren't totally healthy?
Yeah, the way that I'm used to playing, I'm just used to going out there and just playing. It depends on how the game is going. If it's a game where I'm feeling it and he don't want to pull me out, like, I'm cool with it. But at the same time, it's just playing everything smart. It's my limitations. I wish that I could go out there and play the same minutes, but I'm leaving that up to Tibbs.
Derek, to your right. Hi. Point guard is such an important position at this point in the league. You got so many, you know, talented young point guards in the league these days.
Yes.
How important is the point guard in today's NBA with the way the rules are and just how much talent is kind of coming to the league?
I think just in the NBA game, period, in the sport, period, the point guard is the coach on the floor, the general on the floor. Everything is ran through a point guard. If you don't have a point guard, basically you almost don't have a team. The point guard is supposed to get everyone in position, make sure the play sets are – players are set in the right places. Looking at time management, just allowing the players to go out there and play that they normally play, but improve their individual skills. And that's what I try to do when I go out there. Of course, I'm not going to take away from my play where I play aggressive, but I have to realize that I'm out there to make people better.
Derek, right here. At what point, you know, depending on where you were last season to where you are now, was there a point at any time between now and then where you felt like you were back to your old self?
Of course, when you go out there, but I never felt like I could take on a double team. I knew that I could get past one person, but in the playoffs, you really have to think the game, and people are going to throw different strategies and defenses at you almost every other game. So I knew I wasn't ready to take on a double team like in the playoffs, so I had to make the decision of not coming back.
Derek, earlier Gar said he felt this was the best starting five that the Bulls have had in recent history. Would you agree? What do you think of the starting five this year?
I think we're pretty good. We added Jimmy. He came out to work out with me in L.A. for about a week. Surprised me. He's a great young player. You have Lou, where Lou has always been like the leader of the team, like last year, playing through injuries and still going out there and still improving and leading the team. Joakim, playing through injuries, playing hard. I think we have a great nucleus, but at the same time, it just takes us going out there and really having that chemistry and playing together and believing in ourselves that we could win the title.
Derek, obviously in L.A., you have a lot of great players in those workouts with you in the summertime.
Yes.
You know, was there a moment where it's like, okay, I'm back to holding my own with these guys? You know, you felt like you were on the same page as before or even better?
I think I always felt like that, that I could play. Like, it's just a workout. Individually, I think that I'm fine working out. But the thing that I was thinking about was, like, playing in the game, actually going out there and playing against guys. And the workout is usually the same thing, jump shots, getting to the hole, different type of movements. But the game is definitely going to be that measurement.
Of all the things on court, what do you think you really missed the most?
I think you mean the game, about the game of basketball or games. The thing I missed the most was just being around my teammates. Like, I was there, but I wasn't able to be in the conversations that they were having at halftime or at the end of the game. Like, you miss that when you're not playing, like when you're not around the teammate or you're out there battling with your teammates. So for me to be out and missing that and really loving the game the way that I do, it hurt.
Derek, I know you play hard, you play tough, but with the injury, is it going to necessitate or is it going to make you play a little bit different, maybe not go to the rim as much or do other things? What I'm asking, are you going to have to change your game a little bit because of, you know, what you've been through?
I don't know. I think I'm going to play the same way. I think the only thing that changed in my game is my confidence level. I think I'm way more confident in my craft, in my game. I worked a whole year. I worked out a whole year, trained my body a whole year, and going out there and really, like, showing people that I'm the same player, but a more efficient player. That's what I'm trying to prove.
Derek, right here in the front. Because you haven't been in a live NBA game for, it'll be just shy of a year and a half by the time preseason starts, do you feel like there are still mental hurdles that you have to overcome that you can only overcome by getting into a game?
Oh, no, not at all. The way I look at it, I was a guy, I never played pickup in the summer, but I think I'm a quick learner. And when I'm out there, I think I'm talented enough to still play and produce the same way that I did in the past. And having my teammates and, like, them giving me confidence, and it's vice versa. I'm giving them confidence where I could play my game. They're still behind me, and they still believe in what I can do on the court.
Derek, the East is better this year, but you guys are obviously one of the favorites to come out of the East. How do you think, in general, this team will handle championship expectations?
I think we're good. I think we got the right pieces. Like, everybody that's coming in, it seems like they got their head on right. You have guys that's been in here the whole summer just improving their games, just trying to make the team better. And that's all you can ask for when you're dealing with grown men. So with me knowing that and just hearing from it from my teammates while I was in L.A., it pushed me to become a better player. It pushed me hard in workouts because I didn't want to come into camp, like, out of shape or, you know, out of condition. And they were on top of their stuff. So I'm happy to be here and just seeing that everybody is really working hard.
Derek, you've made some bold predictions before on Media Day. You said, why can't I be MVP? And then, of course, you went out and did it. Can you say the same thing again today? Why can't I again be the MVP? And can this team literally, in your mind, win the whole thing this year?
I wouldn't jump out and just say that. At the time, I said that I was just probably mad that someone, like, questioned me. But my goal is to win the championship. If I was to get any awards from us winning, don't get me wrong, I'll take it. But at the same time, I know the big picture, and I think that all my teammates know the big picture. The coaching staff know the big picture. The management knows the big picture. So I think everyone's on the same page. And when you have that, you got something positive where there's no arguments, no anything, and it's just one goal. And you're not going to let some so little get in the way.
Derek, how many times have you watched the video of you driving the lane, going up for the shot, coming down on the wrong leg, whatever, and have used that for motivation to be back where you're at today?
I watched it probably 20, 30 some times, but I try not to think about it, or when I look at the video, I try to like get it out of my mind as quickly as possible, because it was in the past. At that time, I didn't train my body the way I trained it now, and I know that I improved every area on my body, so I should be more balanced than in the past.
Derek, with the expectations and the injury coming off of that, and also knowing what you mean to Chicago, particularly the South Side and Inglewood, do you feel any extra pressure, more pressure than normal?
I don't think it's no pressure. As a player, you would want pressure, but right now, I think I'm at ease. I think I've been preparing myself a long time to be in this position. I think if I was to come in here out of shape and not working out like how I was, of course I'll be scared and not believing in myself, but I know all the hard work I put into my craft, and I know how much I worked out. So for me to step on the court, it's just me going out there, believing in myself, and really having the confidence to try to go out there and win every game.
Derek, while you were working on your game during your time away, was there a particular part of your game that you were focusing on to add to, and where do you feel that you're going to be different in terms of things that you've added to your on-court?
I think I'm going to play the same way. I don't think there's one area. The only thing that probably changed is probably my jump shot. I could shoot a little bit further. But I said the biggest thing that changed is my confidence level. I think if you work hard in any sport or anything that you're doing, that you're going to have a confidence level that's pretty high, because you know that other people aren't doing the same thing.
Derek, we know you spent a lot of the offseason working out. What other things did you do this summer? Like, what did you do for fun?
For fun? Man, for fun. Sleep. I did have some great times out there in L.A. I had a chance to tour with Adidas. I went to Europe. I went to Asia. I went to the Philippines. So those were great times, but I was working at the same time. So I really didn't have a chance to really, like, take it in. But just the opportunity to be, like, walking, running, and doing the same things that I did previously to the injury, it's great, man, to be here, seeing you all, being back in Chicago, and actually feeling like a basketball player. Like, this excites me right here.
Derek, your injury became a national conversation. It seemed everybody had an opinion in other sports as well. To what extent did you start getting text messages or phone calls from athletes or celebrities in other sports?
I got a lot. I got a lot. And to all of them that did text me or reached out to me, I thank them for that. But some of them I didn't get back to. I don't think it's no need to name drop any of them, because I'm not that type of person. But to all of them that reached out, I appreciate it. It was a tough time, and to hear advice from people that actually been through the same thing that I've been through, or even cared about what I was going through, it let me know that people out there really care.
Derek, what's the single biggest thing right here? What's the single biggest thing that drives you heading into this season, and what role did the layoff play in sharpening some sort of edge?
I think, like I said, the thing that drives me is just winning the championship. I think that's the only thing on my resume that I'm missing is a championship. This is a great time to do it, where everybody's watching. It's the biggest stage you could possibly play on. And my teammates, they're preparing themselves for a big year, and I am too. So it should be a crazy, magical year, where I think it's going to be a lot of people watching, and I know it should be exciting to the Bulls fans.
Derek, how's becoming a father changed you?
Man, having a kid, he runs everything. Runs everything, but it's a blessing at the same time, really having a kid, just being around him. My father wasn't in my life, so I didn't have the opportunity to be around him like that. And if I do everything opposite of what he did, I should put myself in a good position to raise my son the right way. So just seeing his traits, seeing how he's starting to show emotion, laughing, taking steps, it makes me feel good as a father and a young man that I'm actually doing something right where he doesn't have to worry about anything. And it makes me feel good that I'm able to take care of my family.